You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We completely forgot.
Did you watch the home run derby last night?
I did not, no.
I saw Caglione had 8, 9 home runs, something like that.
He got knocked out. I think it was with 8. He did crack one to the upper deck of whatever stadium they were in.
Yeah, so it was kinda
cool.
That
was awesome.
Kind of cool.
And, you know, it's All-Star Week, so the Royals can't lose any more games.
Okay, well.
They have to wait until next week to go back to losing.
Let's be nice.
I bring up
the home run derby because we had it on, but we weren't really watching it, if that makes sense. Like, we were doing our little word games. I was doing laundry. It was just on in the background.
It was background noise.
Apparently, did Will Ferrell do some commentating?
I saw on the internet today
that
he did.
Oh, my gosh.
And the internet, some of them loved it, and more of them did not.
Here's the deal. I don't understand why was he in this character? Like, he's got this movie coming out or this series coming out where he's like an old washed-up golf pro. And so he's going around promoting the new show, and he's wearing this hat that just says Hawk. He wears it everywhere. Like, in the last like month, you see him wearing this hat. So was he trying to do something in that character? Because everything I've read, Sam, said it was a flat out bomb.
It was a flop. Yeah, I have not seen any specific videos on it. I'm going to look real quick while we're talking about it to see if I can find one, but
listen to this. Remember when a surprise Will Ferrell cameo was an automatic home run? Monday night's home run derby suggests those days may be long gone. Netflix's marquee event featured not just the unpopular L. Duncan, but Ferrell, whose routine quickly became one of the night's most dreaded moments at Citizens Bank. Add Netflix's audio crashing issues into the mix, and I heard about that too. You've got two very skippable hours of television.
So this was on Netflix, or was this broadcast live? Do you know?
No, it was on Netflix.
Okay, so I don't know if this is clean, but I did find a video.
Okay, let me hear it.
Hello, Philadelphia. Here we are for the home run derby. Oh, my goodness. Roger, Gus, good to be with you tonight. No, I'm Will, and this is Jimmy.
Anyway, We went over this.
We're very excited to be here. We're very excited to be a part of this. We hope you are too. Are you guys ready to watch some balls go very far into the air?
Okay, so Ferrell did the whole sports ball routine, stumbling into the broadcast booth like he'd wandered over from happy hour before firing off a string of groan-worthy jokes, including one about Bryce Harper. He said the Liberty Bell comes and takes photos of him. And it just didn't land. I don't know if it's...
It almost seems like he was doing this in character, in a sense. And I mean, the only reason he's there is a promotional for his new movie. I mean, he's not like well-known in the baseball world as a commentator.
It was panned. And I think he's hilarious. I do. I just think sometimes these worlds do not cross over seamlessly into one another.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Maybe let's just leave the baseball to the... Like, I would have rather listened to, honestly, like a Ryan Lefevre or something.
Or do just Anchorman Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
Gonna
from
punch
Twitter,
you right in the baby maker.
Yeah, tell me.
Now known as X, Will Ferrell and company may want to start actually saying something funny. Also, get
Yikes.
Those... I can't say that word on the radio.
No, please don't.
Off the microphone or we're all turning it off.
Okay.
All right. So basically what they did last night, it was a swing
and a miss.
Really? Get
no.
it. Hey, speaking of, by the way, we totally forgot about it. We mentioned it before the show. 4:45, terrible jokes.
I have so many in queue that are brand new, you guys, that they are dying to be released into this universe. Yes, 4:45.
Dan Weinbaum, you in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet.
Now that the match is over. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, now that the match is over. We won't ruin it for you, but wow.
Dan has returned to work.
Oh, yeah, we've already told everybody what happened.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, Spain won 2-0 over France.
Okay. Don't know that we needed to repeat it, but okay. Thank you.
Wait, yeah. So what happened, Dan?
Spain won 2-0.
Le over France?
France.
No.
So Spain will face off with one of our hometown adopted teams.
Good.
We're not sure which. They play tomorrow.
So Argentina, both of our hometown teams play against each other, and only one will emerge victorious.
Yep.
Who are you going to root for, Dan?
You know, I'm kind of pulling for both of them.
Yeah,
really.
You kind of have to.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Kansas City. I told some guys at the first Argentina match when they were playing Algeria, also in this
Lawrence,
region,
yes.
Base camping. And they said, who are you pulling for? And I said, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so excited that the greatest, biggest sporting event on the planet happening right here.
Amen.
In our front yard.
Well,
we're going to come into work on Monday, and we're going to be like, Dan, what's wrong?
I just don't know what to do now. He's going to be roaming around the hallways talking to his shoes.
I'm going to be in my bathrobe.
God. Snap out of it.
Dan, did you shower today? I have no reason to shower.
Soccer's over.
I don't know what to do with my life.
The world is ending.
Hey, when we get back, how much would you pay to upgrade your airplane seat with a guarantee that there's an empty middle seat? How much would you pay to sit either in the aisle or the window? It's up to you. But for the extra money, there will be no one in the middle seat. No one who is trimming their toenails. No one who maybe didn't shower, I don't know, 3 weeks in a row, and they keep raising their hand up high to call the flight attendant. No one who smells like an ashtray. No
has
one
to get up and use the bathroom 74
yes,
times.
No one with prostate issues or is 500 pounds and spilling over into your seat.
Ooh, how spitting into a chew bottle.
How much would you pay? We'll talk about it straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
And guys, a backpack is more than just a backpack. If you could take a second to help us out with our school supply drive, we would greatly appreciate it. Go to kmbz.com and just look for the school supply link. Foster Adopt Connect helps kids in foster care and the families who care for them navigating one of the toughest journeys a child can face. And it's more than paperwork. It's trauma-informed support, community advocacy, and real help when it's needed the most. That's why KMBZ and Pinnacle Bank are proud to partner with Foster Adopt Connect School Supply Drive. A new backpack is just the beginning. It builds confidence as these kids head into a new school year. You can learn more about their important work and make a donation. KMBZ.com. Look for the school supply link on our homepage. You can make a monetary donation there to support a new backpack, or when you're going around and picking up school supplies for your kids, grab a few extra items. Drop them off at one of three locations around town. All of the details online, KMBZ.com. Just look for the school supply link. Together, we can give kids a strong start to the school year.
I'm not necessarily looking to make this a topic. Sort of a... Yeah, this is a first in 14 years. This is a first.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
The fire department out of Independence, Kansas...
Okay.
...has issued a warning for the entire listening public. I'm going to wait. I hear you just tap, tap, tapping away in there, Sam. Emergency crews in southeastern Kansas have
a
warning.
Independence is about as south and east as you can get in Kansas.
Sam, this is a warning for the entire public, not just people that live in small towns by the border.
Okay.
Emergency crews in southeastern Kansas have a warning for the public after a kitchen incident that could have led to serious injury. And before I go on, okay. There's a photograph.
Oh,
there is a photograph, and I will be very descriptive here.
Paint me a word picture. Let's hear it.
The Independence, Kansas Fire and EMS Department posted about an incident on Facebook involving a child and a very common kitchen appliance. Follow me here. Firefighters say police were called. Fire was called to an emergency.
Okay.
In which a child's hair
became
intent. I not funny, but follow me here. because we all do things when we're kids. You're like, remember the time that I put my head in between the bars down on the plaza and the fire department had to come?
Didn't you grab a Fry Daddy off the counter?
A child's hair became entangled in a standard KitchenAid mixer. And there's a photograph.
And those things are powerful.
Okay, you know how fast those mixers go.
Oh, yeah.
Child, I'm guessing, bends down to look in there, because we all do that when you crack the eggs in there. You're watching it go. She looks down.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, your head is getting mercilessly smacked against that KitchenAid.
Well, and it just goes and it goes and it goes. And then what happens, Sam, is the hair balls and tangles. And all kidding aside, they said, fortunately, the child's mother was right there.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Immediately unplugged the mixer, preventing what could have been a much more serious injury, including a partial scalping.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Let me describe the photo here for you. Clearly, the fire department was called. I'm not sure why, because, again, child's fine. But she probably had very long, beautiful brunette locks on Monday, then decided we're going to bake some cookies tonight.
At least half her head is now shorter.
She has a bob. The child has a bob, and she is absolutely beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with that bob. But I'm telling you, of all the things that I would worry about having a 5 or 6-year-old in my kitchen, I never would have thought that that mixer would grab right onto that hair, and before you know it, you know how we used to like to lick the bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got up close.
I'm sure she did.
Quoting
you know, they say to put your hair up when you're dealing with power tools.
Quoting I guess
that
the fire
also
department.
Applies they said, to kitchen power tools.
Many of us enjoy having our children help in the kitchen while cooking or baking. While this incident ended without injury, it serves as an important reminder that accidents can happen in seconds. Anytime you're working around moving parts, whether it's a... This is why when you work in a restaurant or on a factory assembly line, you have to have your hair back.
Very strict.
I mean, A, if you have lice or something, I don't want that in my sandwich. But B, it's because of the machinery. It's because of the machinery. They said whether you're working a kitchen appliance, power tool, garage equipment, or a vehicle, it is important to take safety precautions like tying back your long hair.
From the text line, a friend of mine was a baker. He had his arm destroyed by a large mixer.
Oh,
there have been
no.
cases all over the place of people dying from big mixers in bakeries.
Yep. And loose clothing. Loose clothing also bad. Anyway, bless her heart. I mean,
she was just probably trying to smell the cookie dough,
I'm
you
sure
know?
I'm sure she was.
Make sure
We've
it smells
all done
sweet.
It. Oh, God. Remember the Easy Bake Oven?
Good-looking chocolate.
From CBS News. You've been warned. They told me to warn the public. I did.
Ooh.
United Airlines will soon let travelers pay for one of air travel's biggest luxuries, an empty middle seat. They call it the new Economy Plus option. It will debut later this year on the carrier's new Airbus A321XLR aircraft, the airline said Tuesday. The new Economy Plus option. We need a new name. Economy Plus option. That is a horrible name. They need to call it, I don't want to sit next to anybody.
Right.
Option.
Economy no leg rubbing option.
It will go on sale later this year for flights departing soon afterward. United said it is the only U.S. airline offering the seating option and will release pricing and additional details closer to launch. The special seating with the open middle seat will be, quote, repurposed as shared spaces with large custom tables. So you're going to get additional elbow room.
Okay. Somewhere you'll to set still, your laptop.
Now, you're still going to share a fixed table spanning the empty middle seat. So they're putting a tabletop over the seat.
So like if you're like me and your knees don't really let the lap tray work properly, you could put your laptop over on that side table.
Armrest space is a contentious issue among airline passengers packed into cramped spaces with no formal guidance on which passenger is entitled to the armrest on either side of their seat. Some travel experts say passengers in the window and aisle seats should yield the armrests to the person in the middle.
Agreed.
Who has the least personal space.
It never happens that way, though. So let me be clear here. They're not offering you the option to by window seat and the middle seat.
Nope.
In theory, you're going to be splitting the cost of the middle seat.
Correct.
With the aisle seater.
So let me tell you this. There is nothing the airlines would do without profit in mind. Nothing.
Right.
And so if three seats are $1,500, let's just make it a round number. I guarantee you, when we are eradicating that middle seat and putting a tabletop on it, your cost just went up $250 on either side. There's no question about that.
So I guess I'm confused then. Why?
$500 for you, $500 for me, and then they're going to tack on an additional $250 each that would have covered that middle seat. And I'm just using $500 as a round number. It could be $7, it could be $1,000. I don't know.
This tells me that they're afraid they're not going to be able to sell out the planes.
United recently also announced another seating innovation. It's United Relax Row. Have you guys seen this? In economy class that can recline into a lie flat surface. That's coming to you in 2027. Let me tell you something right now.
Bad things are going to happen.
This is never going to work. Sam, I called it the minute I saw the advertisement for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a blanket, please? No.
Yeah.
No, you cannot have a blanket on the lie-down seat.
I need to see all hands. All hands need to be visible at all
weirdos
times.
Weirdos. God.
From the text line, because first class is $2,000, now you can get some of the amenities of first class for just a measly $750.
No.
Would you do it?
No.
For
I
me,
wouldn't.
It doesn't make any sense because my biggest gripe on an airplane is the distance between where my butt can be and where my knees
have
legs. To go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's no point in having that side space unless I can, like, turn and put my
sit
legs
sideways.
Up on there.
But
there's a table in the
out.
Way now. It doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of airlines, this headline broke my heart. The beloved Captain Chesley Solly Sullenberger reveals he has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. From Good Morning America, Captain Chesley Solly Sullenberger, who famously landed that plane on the Hudson River in New York City in 2009, has revealed he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Quoting here from Sullenberger, 75, I recently found out I've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It is early stage. For now, this means a name may not come easily to me. I forget a story that I've recently told, or I don't sleep as well. I am in the beginning of this long journey. You all know Alzheimer's disease is a progressive brain disorder that causes irreversible damage to the nerve cells in the brain. The CDC notes that it impacts approximately 7 million people in the U.S. and is one of the most common forms of dementia and the seventh leading cause of death for adults in the U.S. Sullenberger is 75 years old. And was it you or Dan who said this out in the newsroom? It's been a long time since the miracle on the Hudson, and we still kind of feel like it just happened, but
17 years, right?
It's been 17 years.
So he was 58 when it happened.
Still one of the most miraculous feats in aviation history.
17 years.
And if you have never seen the movie, Miracle on the Hudson, if you have never seen Sullenberger with Tom Hanks, run, do not walk. That's one of those I've added to my list, Sam, that if it's on, I will watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's just so amazing. He saved all of those people.
I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. Lands that thing safely on the Hudson River.
913-586-7798. Much more straight ahead on Dana and Parks. We have two major headlines in our stack today regarding ticks. We're going to start with our pet owners. We'll get to the humans after that. Animal experts are warning cat owners about a deadly tick-borne disease that has found its way to Kansas City. Cats with outdoor access are now at risk of a deadly tick-borne illness that has been found in Kansas City. Reporting here from KMBC 9 News. The Pet Resource Center of Kansas City is warning cat owners about bobcat fever, formerly known as cytoxinosis. Hypnosis.
You want to try that one more time?
It's Sam, if you have to know.
I would love to know.
It is the common pronunciation of...
and common spelling.
Psi tau x zoonosis. Otherwise known as bobcat fever.
Got it. Yeah, so good. Thank you.
Appreciate that. It is a fast-moving disease that can kill cats. It is caused by a parasite that is similarly pronounced.
Oh, come on. Come on. You got to do it. Sound it out. Come on.
Which spreads through the bite of an infected tick. Bobcats are the usual host, but now, sadly, domestic cats, it seems, can become infected. Any cat that goes outdoors is at risk of catching the disease. One local cat, Nico, was diagnosed with bobcat fever, taken to a local urgent care. But even with aggressive medical treatment and dedicated efforts, Nico died as a result of the disease. This is terribly sad. Nico was the first patient with bobcat fever that the Pet Resource Center has treated this year. But emergency veterinary hospitals have reported additional cases. It progresses rapidly. Many cats appear only mildly ill at first. Within a matter of days, they can become critically ill.
Oh, yeah. Zytocinosis.
Yes, of course.
And zytosunfelis, of course.
What are the symptoms? High fever, loss of appetite, extreme lethargy, difficulty breathing, pale or yellow gums, swollen lymph nodes, and dehydration. How can I protect my cat? Here we go. Number one, keep them indoors. My goodness, that's easier said than done if you have an outdoor cat. Number two, use vet-recommended tick prevention. Number three, check cats for ticks after any outdoor exposure. And number four, keep your grass mowed, remove brush, and reduce areas where ticks can thrive. And they are using Nico and sharing that story because it is a heartbreaking reminder of what can happen.
From the text line, I don't know about bobcat fever, but I've known a few people with cougar fever.
Okay.
All right. Seriously?
Terrible
jokes are next segment. By the way, go ahead and start sending in your terrible jokes. 913-586-7798.
All right. Then this story. It's an opinion column in the New York Times, and it just says, ugh. And the photo is all these little bugs, and it makes me want to vomit, but here we go. We are living in a tick nightmare. It is time to go to war. On a late summer afternoon in 2024, an airline pilot and father of three named Brian Waitzel ate a hamburger at a barbecue in suburban New Jersey. 4 hours later, fell violently ill, and by nightfall, he was dead. Acting on a hunch, a physician friend contacted an allergist at the University of Virginia School of Medicine and an expert on alpha-gal syndrome, a tick bite-induced allergy to red meat. Sure enough, when they studied the sample of Mr. Waitzel's blood, otherwise perfectly healthy young man, by the way, they saw something familiar, high levels of antibodies specific to alpha-gal. You guys, if you have not heard of alpha-gal, please look this up. His wife said after his death, after the severe allergic reaction to a hamburger, that a couple of weeks before he died, he went for a jog in the park. And when he came home, he had a dozen bites or so on his ankles. Okay.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
So this was Mr. Waitzel. It ended up being, Sam, the first death attributed to alpha-gal syndrome for consuming meat.
I didn't know. Ever. Yeah, I didn't know that it could be deadly.
Nope. And his death signaled a shift, they write, our uneasy relationship with ticks, and it has escalated. It's now not just enough to worry about Lyme disease. Now we can contract a severe allergy that could cause death from foods that many of us have eaten safely all of our lives, sometimes every day of our lives. One of the reasons I want to talk about this, and we can bring this back in the 5 o'clock hour. I know we're going to get to jokes here in a little bit. I was talking to some girlfriends this morning, and we were missing one. And I said, where's so-and-so? And my friend said, oh, she is down and out. She got the Lyme disease. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, you know, this alpha gal has been in the news forever. And another woman pipes up and she goes, well, you know, our friend Robin had alpha gal. I said, I had no idea. We have someone in our family who just got alpha gal.
Yeah, I have somebody, Mary Beth's family, that has alpha gal.
So.
And his, by the way, includes poultry. I've seen people say it doesn't affect poultry. He's basically vegan now.
This says the Lone Star Golf tick and the infamous black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, which spreads Lyme disease, which, my God, you don't want that.
No.
were once regarded as mere nuisances confined to relatively small regions of the United States. Warming temperatures, though, and changes to our landscape have combined to help them expand their range and bring a host of pathogens with them. Some are manageable. Others cause illnesses that are severe and untreatable. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is growing up, we always went out into the woods. We lived on a couple of acres between our home and my grandparents' home. Without fail, my grandparents would put, yellow, I think it was called sulfur, in our socks.
Yeah.
Yellow cake looking sulfur in our socks.
Smelled
this
great.
This was way before Deep Woods Off, right? This is back in the 70s.
Right.
Because they were so afraid we'd get bit by a tick. And back then it was Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We don't want you to get the Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which is true, you don't. But is it just me, or are there people all around me right now who are having these issues to the point that, like, two women brought it up this morning. We've got a couple of stories in our stack today. You know someone with alpha gal. We have someone in our family with alpha gal. And now, because I'm outside so much, I'm starting, I don't want to say stress out, but today I looked at my girlfriend and I go, do you have any off? Like, I need something with DEET on it because we were into some brush today. And I don't want to deal with any of this. The alpha gal specifically, Sam, because not all of the meat allergies are deadly. It just can make you
I've only
really
heard of the most
sick.
Extreme cases
really
causing
sick.
Things like anaphylaxis, which is the only thing I can think of in terms of being deadly. I don't know if there's any data really backing the idea that there has been an extreme uptick, an extreme
pun intended.
Increase in tick populations. I just wonder if it's more so that we as a population are going outside less and less, so our knowledge of it and our knowledge of preventing it has waned.
Will you please look up ehrlichiosis, E-H-R-L-I-C-H-I-O-S-I-S. There is a map that we're going to post on social of the United States, and it shows the places where the ticks and the diseases are bad. And let me tell you right now, Kansas, it's not great. There's a lot of little blue dots and a lot of little purple dots, which are the spotted fevers and the ehrlichiosis.
And same thing with mid-Missouri. They're
Missouri
bad down there.
Is three times as bad as Kansas. And not necessarily where you think, by the way. Kansas City Population Center, it's all over. St. Louis Population Center, it's all over there. And then sort of in mid-Missouri, north to south, all the way down to Arkansas.
Ehrlichiosis, by the way, is the overarching term.
That is the alpha gal.
Tick bites from Lone Star ticks and black-legged ticks.
Now, you get up into Wisconsin, and it's, whoa, that's where the Lyme disease is. And I'm not saying there isn't Lyme disease here, but the overwhelming issue here, based on this map, is the Lone Star tick, which is the alpha gal, and the spotted fevers, which is the brown dog tick, by the way. Ugh, my God.
Stay away from them. We went down to the Ozarks for my birthday last year. Not quite to the Ozarks, pardon me, but the Ozark Highlands. And we took Barb with us. And we came out pretty well clean.
Did she have them?
Every single time we went on a hike, we would get back to the campsite and spend about 30 minutes, sometimes an hour,
going through
hundreds of ticks on her.
Does she have the preventative? Are you doing the preventative?
She had the tick collar. We sprayed her down with tick stuff.
But she doesn't take the oral?
No.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. We called our veterinarian yesterday, and I said, hey, we have been spending more time woods adjacent.
Yeah.
We've been to the lake. You know, do I need to do anything additional? And they said, nope, you've got her on the monthly preventative. Now, she said, I'm going to tell you something. You still may see a tick on that dog, but it will naturally slough off because you're on this oral preventative.
Huh.
You can remove it, but it will also naturally slough off. Even if she has a tick on her, don't freak out. You can still remove it. She is protected with that monthly oral. And I'm going to tell you this, Sam.
Are there side effects?
It's just the oral that's flea, tick, and heartworm.
Okay.
And we got our last dose. We started out getting it at the vet's office. They transferred it to Costco. You can get it anywhere.
Nice.
I would talk to your vet.
Okay.
If she's that covered, then you're touching them. And
well, I think it was just something about that season. Maybe we went right at the right time with the rain, and it was just the perfect time for her because they were all baby ticks. Like, they looked like specks of dirt until you realized, oh, wait a minute, that dirt is moving.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Really?
They were that small.
913-586-7798. We will do terrible jokes when we return. Please text your terrible jokes to Sam. Terrible, but arable.
913-586-7798. While the jokes do have to be terrible, it is more important that they're arable. I'm looking at some of them already on the text line, guys. We'll laugh about it, but we won't read it out loud. Make sure they're arable. 913-586-7798.
Okay, I've kind of been waiting for this for a while, you guys.
One of our favorite segments of the week, Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Hey, Dan.
yes.
Why am
Dana?
I worried about this one?
Have I ever shared with you that my dad was a conjoined twin?
No, you've never shared with me that your dad was a conjoined twin.
We referred to him as my uncle on my father's side.
Wow.
Don't worry. They were surgically separated, so now he's my uncle once removed.
Wow.
Oh, my. Man, how do we follow that up?
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dan.
Did you hear about the pirate who walked into a bar with a paper towel on his head?
No.
Yeah, the bartender asked, hey, what's with the paper towel? And the pirate replied, arr, I've got a bounty on me head.
Get out.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, the other day, somebody cut me in line.
No.
And I said, I'm after you.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah. Yes, now I do. Got it.
I can try it again.
No, we're good, Sam.
Oh.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Have you heard of the blind Cyclops brothers?
No.
Neither have I.
Wow.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, Sam. I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and he said, don't eat anything fatty.
Okay.
I said, what do you mean, like bacon, cheeseburgers? He said, no, fatty, don't eat anything.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Dan.
Did you hear that I am thinking of opening a zoo?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to need 12 koalas, 5 pandas, and at least 1 grizzly, because those are the bare minimums.
Okay. Hey, Dana.
What,
a couple
Sam?
Of weeks ago, there were 2 cell phone towers that got married.
Hmm.
The wedding was not very exciting, but the reception, incredible.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, Dana.
My friend just asked me today, how is it I always have so much candy?
Yeah.
And I said, that's easy. I keep a few twigs up my sleeve.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Where do pirates buy their hooks?
I don't know.
The secondhand store.
Dan is really loving the pirate jokes.
He really.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What do you get when you mix a cranky sheep with a cranky cow?
What do you get when you crank when you get a?
Right.
What?
Nothing spectacular. Just 2 animals in a bad mood.
Out. Get
that
out.
Was good.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What is the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
What is the difference?
No, whoa.
Black-eyed peas can sing us a song. Chickpeas can only hummus one.
Okay. I thought we were going real dirty there for a second.
Dana.
Yes.
Did you hear about the new Jerk Air competitor?
No.
Yeah, it only caters to bald people. It's called Receding Airlines.
Oh, nice. Nice. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What do you call a cowboy hat and a pair of jeans and boots and a fancy belt?
I don't know. What do you?
Ranch dressing.
Hey, Sam.
You're not getting these today, are you?
Super sad news. Did I tell you the coroner died?
No.
He still went to work.
Oh, Dana.
Yes, Dan.
Why do golfers carry an extra pair of socks?
Why do golfers carry an extra pair of socks?
It's because in case they get a hole in one.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, I discovered a new exercise the other day, and it is my brand new favorite.
What is
it? It's a mix between a lunge and a crunch. I call it lunch.
That's terrible.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
You know, I went to the zoo last weekend. I figured I'd check out the new aquarium, but I didn't stay long. I swear there was something fishy about that place.
Get out. Get out. What does a baby computer call its dad computer?
I don't know.
Data.
Hey, Dana.
That's terrible, yes.
You know, I tried to climb that really tall tower in France, but I fell off.
Hey, Dan.
Yes,
Sam. You know, I got married a couple years ago, and she's an alpha gal. She's killing me, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
What was Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
I don't know.
What?
Wait. I think you need to try that one again.
What was Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Uh-huh.
Water!
Hey, Dan.
Wow, yeah.
You know, a pirate, he walked into the bar, and his belt buckle was a steering wheel. The bartender looked at him perplexed and said, what's with the steering wheel? Pirate said, "Arr, it's driving me nuts!"
Oh,
a lot of good pirate jokes.
Classic.
Did I tell you, Sam, I took my dog to the park and the ducks kept biting him?
No.
I should have known it was going to happen. He's purebred.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
So I had a handyman come over for some help. I gave him a to-do list, but he only did jobs 1, 3, and 5. It turns out he just does odd jobs.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Why won't James Bond fart in bed?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Because it would blow his cover.
Okay. Hey, Dana.
Yeah?
And wrapping up Terrible Joke Tuesday today, where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Where do ye find a pirate, Sam?
Right where ye left him. And that concludes this round of terrible jokes. They were truly terrible. Thankfully. We appreciate all of your submissions and failed attempts to read them. Get the Dan and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure to like, subscribe, and download.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.